The beautiful voice of Dawn Landis here on 98.3 The Penguin and her song, Money in the Bank. No coincidence, that's actually a perfect stage setting for us to shine a light on a new local voice you all may or may not be aware of. Since we finally got moved into our new home, we get to start cranking back up our local voice spotlights. And I'm very happy to welcome Marshall Cooper in to the Bob King Igloo today. He is a market executive and senior vice president with Crescom Bank. Yes, that's why we're talking about Money in the Bank for today. So we want to give a big, warm welcome, penguin welcome out there to Marshall. Happy to have you.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It is certainly our pleasure. We do love shining the light on local voices here in town. And interestingly, the more I learn about Crescom Bank, the local component seems something that we both of our businesses have in common, that you guys are really all about that sort of local component. I'm going to let Marshall give an introduction, but some background first. He's been with Crescom Bank for 9 years, I understand. Graduate of UNCW.
I am. Proud Seahawk.
Proud Seahawk. Played baseball, too, for Coach Scaff. Even got a scholarship, but you grew up in Charlotte and have been bounced around with your work over the years, but are now back in Wilmington. Is that correct?
Happy to be here.
I'm sure. I know we all are this time of year. So let's... First, let's just talk about your time here in Wilmington. A baseball scholarship with Coach Scaff, that's pretty phenomenal.
You know, I'm very proud to have been a part of that team. Coach Scaff has built such a legacy and had such success over the years that us Seahawks are very proud of. You know, the success of his program as well as other programs in the area, obviously Coastal Carolina just won the national championship. So all of that is good for baseball in our region in general, and I think we're all going to get a lift from it. But Coach Scaff specifically, you know, built such a foundation for me with discipline and other life lessons that I learned from him, as well as having fun on the field, which that's ultimately what we got to do.
I got to ask, what position did you play?
I played all over. Honestly, I got to college and forgot how to hit, but my defense kept me in the lineup. So I finished my career at shortstop and behind the plate.
I never played in college, but I did play shortstop all through my younger years in high school, too. So glad to chat with another shortstop. I missed that action, I've got to tell you. All right, so let's get back into, I guess, a little bit more of the business of what we're here for. Crescom is a community bank in the area that you've been a part of for 9 years. Give a little bit of an idea of a picture to our listeners about what drew you into the financial sector. I know in reading some of the stuff that you sent in for us, it sounded like something you'd always kind of wanted to get into. So shine a light for us on what drew you into that business.
Well, I think what drew me into banking specifically was being able to provide, you know, leverage in a good way for business owners and individuals alike to expand upon what their dreams and aspirations were, either as a business owner or as a homeowner, and really, you know, be able to add value. And as I got into the community banking sector, it really grew exponentially from there just because of the way that we're able to roll our sleeves up and really understand what our clients' needs are and give back to the community and get involved in the community.
Yeah, and I've been learning that term, community banking, and we're going to get into that a little bit more for those out there that maybe don't know. Got Marshall Cooper in, market executive and senior vice president of Crescom Bank. They've got a new location here on Oleander Drive right beside the Brewer's Kettle. We're going to hear more from Marshall and more about Crescom after this. We'll hand it over to Dennis Brown with Money in My Pocket here on The Penguin. That is Dennis Brown kicking out some reggae here on The Penguin for you this Tuesday morning with Money in My Pocket. Got a special guest here in the studio who can certainly help you have more money in your pocket. It's Marshall Cooper. He is a market executive and senior vice president of Crescom Bank, who has recently just opened up shop here in Wilmington. They're on Oleander Drive right beside the Brewer's Kettle. Got to say, I absolutely love their web address. It's haveanicebank.com, and the more I get to know about Marshall and Crescom, I think it says a lot about who they are as a bank. Thanks for hanging out with us here, Marshall. We will pick back up with where we left. I wanted to kind of give our listeners out there an introduction to Crescom and this idea of a community bank. For those out there that don't really know what that means, as I read about it, certainly appeals to me. So I think it's important to let everybody else out there kind of hear a little bit about that.
Well, what's important to us is becoming the trusted community bank of choice in our markets. And so what that means to me is superior service above everything. For the most part, banks are very similar. But as a community bank, we ultimately will know who you are and value your business, whether it's dealing with you as an individual or commercially and with your small business. We certainly aim to strive for superior service.
And I guess that website, aka tagline, "Have a nice bank," really says a lot to that.
That tagline gets us more mileage than you could ever imagine. It always puts a smile on our clients' faces when we trade information and contact information. But it has a nice ring to it, and we try to live up to it.
And really, I mean, to be involved in the community locally, what I'm hearing is, you know, really knowing your customers and your clients, knowing their businesses and that sort of thing, building those strong connections sounds like certainly something that can make you stand out from the other banks.
That's important to us for sure.
So tell us a little bit about your Crestcom team.
Well, thank you. You know, we've built such a good team here in Wilmington. Joy Cash has been in the market for a long time. She is our branch manager. Ronnie Burbank, commercial lender, has been a commercial lender in Wilmington for many years. And so Patty Vernon, Josh Buchanan, some of our service folks there. Again, many, many years in the market. Russ Thompson, again, one of our commercial lenders. And we've also, you know, built a quality advisory board, local business leaders that everyone would know. You know, Cecil Worsley's, David Hamilton, Debbie Smith, Frank Gibson, Steve Warwick, and Bobby Harrelson. So, you know, we've built a good foundation. We've got our location over off of Oleander, like you mentioned, high visibility, nice billboard location, and want to urge everybody to come out and visit us. We've also got on the cusp, we will have a downtown location, certainly by fall. So we're looking forward to growing this organically in the market and creating more of a branch network to service our clients in the Wilmington area.
Fantastic. I mean, obviously you're talking about being new to this market, but Crestcom in general has been around for how long? Serving the whole, both Carolinas, correct?
Yeah, we are a, Crestcom is an interesting name that came about. Our holding company, Carolina Financial Corporation, is traded publicly on the NASDAQ with the tagline CARO. And so we came about as a consolidation of sister banks. We had a Charleston-based bank called Community First Bank, a Myrtle Beach-based bank, Crescent Bank. And so Crest from Crescent, come from Community First Bank out of Charleston. So we've been around since late 90s.
Very nice. Well, welcome to Wilmington. It's a true pleasure to meet you and to learn about Crestcom Bank. Before I let you get out of here, I know it sounded like this is something that's sort of been, you know, working in this business has been something that's been very meaningful to you over the years. I was just wondering if you have any examples or stories of any folks that you've really been able to help. I mean, what a tremendous gift it is to be able to help people find and achieve their financial dreams, start businesses, that sort of thing. Are there any standout stories or examples?
Well, you know, ever since you asked me that question, you know, there are many, but one that comes to mind, and these successes don't happen just because of the bank, okay? It's a two-way street. It takes, you know, that client with the vision themselves. So one company that I could think of was a small HVAC company that I helped early in my career with Crestcom, and you know, along with their vision, their work ethic, our products and services, they grew their top line revenues from $500,000 to now they're over $3.5 to $4 million in gross annual revenues. So just one of those success stories that with the right amount of pressure applied, leverage and so forth, that they can achieve those types of results. You know, along with that, you know, we've got extensive mortgage products. We've got no fee option checking accounts that pay highly competitive rates. We've got, you know, all the technology that one would need in the banking world with mobile apps and online banking But all in all, what sets us apart is that superior service.
Well, I'm sold. Sign me up. That is Marshall Cooper. He's the market executive and senior vice president with Crestcom Bank. You can stop in and find out more. Give them a big welcome. You can find them online at haveanicebank.com, one of the greatest web addresses I've heard. We just can't thank you enough for stopping in and letting us shine a light on your local voice.
Well, we're just happy to be in the Wilmington community and be a part of the community, and we look forward to many, many years here.
And we're going to have some info, more information about Marshall up at portcitydaily.com. You'll be able to find that. We'll give you some more scoop on that as well. Thanks again so much, Marshall.
Thank you.
All right, we will hand it over to Port City with some hometown headlines for you and more music right after this here on The Penguin.